Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 1212, that's 1212, of Ask Pat 2.0. You're about to listen to a coaching call between myself and actually two entrepreneurs who are just like you. We're speaking with Ashton and DC, a wife and husband combo who are in the real estate space. And it's really interesting because they have a lot of things going on that are really amazing, right? So real estate investing, remodeling specialist. And there's interior design in here, as well as just realtor in general. You can find them at reiremodel.com. So not REI like the recreation place, but REI like real estate investing. So just keep that in mind. But what's really cool about this is they're jumping in on the opportunity to, you know, create education, but also a community. And their little club that they talk about, we talk about how one might launch that and the iterative process that one can take that will essentially ensure that you know exactly what should be in there. And this covers a strategy that I am so bullish on right now, especially if you're just starting out. But even if you're not, if you're creating something new, this is the way to go about it. So here is Ashton and DC from REIremodel.com. Hope you enjoy. DC and Ashton, thank you so much for coming on Ask Pat. How are you both doing today?
Oh, doing great.
Doing well. Thank you.
I think this is the first time I've had on Ask Pat, at least two people on at once. So this is a first. So this will be a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about what you both do.
Yeah. So I'm a REI remodel specialist, which is REI stands for real estate investing. So real estate investing remodel specialist. My wife here, Ashton, is my partner, also an interior designer. And a realtor.
Yeah, and we always add that. We've been married for almost 15 years, so we kind of do everything together happily.
Wow, that's great. Give us the secret to working with a spouse. Like, what would you both say is the number one tip you have for doing that and making it work?
I think the biggest thing is communication. That's what I'd say. And I love to talk, I love to gab, but that doesn't mean I'm listening. So earlier in our marriage, we did have butting because I don't want to listen to you and you don't want to hear me. But when you really are listening and really communicating, I think that's the key to move forward and to grow together.
Absolutely. I never used to listen and now I've learned how to listen. So that makes all the difference.
Yeah. I don't work with my wife, but we work together as parents and in a similar way. It's very important to communicate. And you're so right. Listening and hearing are two completely different things for sure. So, okay, real estate and interior design. I come from the architecture world and we have a connection already. I love it. But tell us a little bit about what's on your mind today. What can I best serve you both with?
Yeah, so we're actually looking to build an online platform. So over the years, I've been a contractor working specifically for real estate investors. I've also invested myself. I've also worked for companies as a employee, as asset manager, managing projects. And through the years, we've even tried to put our foot into getting online. Like the last 5 years, I've been diving into it, but I haven't really just focused and got into it. So I know a lot about a little. That's where I'm at. And we're actually at this point where we know exactly what we want to do. And we want to build a online club, pretty much a REI remodel club. And really over the last couple months, I'd say, mm-hmm. is when I really started getting out there and really talking to, going to real estate investment associated meetings and just talking face to face with other investors. I've tried online lead magnets, like Facebook ads, things like that, to no avail. My list, I have a tiny list, but it's all from going to events, talking to investors face to face. I'd say also in combination with this online platform that we want to build the club, we also really have a passion for a mission. We want this to also, you know, fund our mission, which is we want to help get women and children off the streets.
And the main thing is, how do we market to the people to show them what we have without wasting time, wasting money, yeah. or not hitting the nail on the head? Yeah. That's just really...
And I'm an operations guy.
Yeah.
Even my last technical job, I was director of operations for a construction firm, and I'm horrible at sales, horrible at marketing. That's just not where I come from. But I can create a plan. I have a roadmap. I have a complete roadmap where this company is going to go, but how do I even start?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, that, you know, the marketing part of this, so many people have great products, so many people have great communities, but without the marketing side of it, you know, nobody's going to be in there. And that's tough sometimes. So I'm excited for this conversation today. And you're already doing a lot of what I was initially going to talk about, which is have conversations with your target audience. This is the number one best thing you can do, because you are now not just understanding where these people exist, which is really important. That's sort of step one, to know, well, where are they? And you already know that, which is great. Number two, what are their problems? What are their pains? And how do they talk about them? So I'm curious, DC, in your conversations that you've had so far, what have you discovered? What have you realized about this space that you feel like you can bring something for?
So I've always had an inkling, just from my own experience and working for a large firms, no matter if it's a small company or a $1 billion company, the remodel is the biggest headache. I like to say in real estate investing, they say you make your money when you buy, but I like to add you can lose it when you remodel. It doesn't matter if it's a huge corporation or small, or even me, when I stepped out and remodeled my own property after completing hundreds for other investors, it is the biggest monkey wrench. And what I found out talking to other investors is just, they agree.
Yeah. And we find out that the real estate investing world is humongous. There's gurus out there training mm-hmm. everything. And it's really hot right now too. But what happens is there's just a gray fog when you talk about how to flip that property, how to remodel that property. We find when we are at these meetings that people are like, oh my gosh, yes, I need that, because right. they don't know. They'll pay yeah. thousands for someone to find them a good mm-hmm. deal, but they don't know what to do when they have the keys and they've got to flip it some kind of way to bring value to it, to sell it, or even to rent it.
And I've gained confidence as well the last couple months, where I went to an event also, and the keynote speaker came out of me out of the blue, handed me his card and said, ma'am, I think my audience would like this. Like, give me a call. And we're in talks kind of right now. And, you know, sometimes when you naturally do something and have done it for a while, yeah, I think I undervalued it. But when I really look at it, I get calls from people all the time. I have an investor that's in a, you know, other state, and he, you know, wants to pay me for my stuff. He's like, oh man, I just want to buy something from you. And I really want to create something for them to buy.
Yeah. I mean, there's a clear ROI, right? With things like this. In many cases, when we have business ideas, there isn't a clear, if people pay for this, they get this amount of money back. But literally, they are making money as a result of investing in what it is that you have to offer. And they're also saving time. And in this world, time is money. So to me, it's very clear that what you are able to provide, whatever it might be, and we're going to talk about what does this solution look like in a minute, but it's the next step after a person gets a property, right? And potentially they should even know that you exist and know that that is the next step even before buying the property. So you can help them with the math, and you can help them with, you know, is this even the right thing, and how much would it cost to remodel, and is it going to be a win or loss in the end versus just, oh, it's a nice property and it seems to be a good deal, without thinking about what's coming next. So in that regard, both of you have the amazing ability to fill in a lot of gaps that people have in this space. And I'm sure you're finding these gaps everywhere. And like you said, there's even gurus and authorities out there who can talk a lot about step one, but have no idea what step two is or how to manage that. And that's where you can come in.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
This is a great opportunity, massive, in fact. And it's just about, okay, well, where do we start and where do we begin? And when we do that, I like to make it as easy and as simple as possible. So if providing a solution to this particular group of people were easy, what would that feel like? Like, let's not create the club yet. The club, we'll talk about the club in a minute and what your visions of that might be. And maybe it is exactly what you're about to say, but if serving this particular group of people were easy, what would that look like, do you think?
You know, we're going to say different things because I'm small and he's like big vision. But the simplest thing that I think of based on the feedback, he wrote a book about it. And every single person that reads it, their mind is blown because it just simplifies something that seems like it's so hard to do, impossible. You don't know anything. And it literally is like a wonderful book. But so that to me is the first thing. It's like, take the book and read it. And it's an easy read and it opens your mind up to remodeling.
Okay. Let's keep going with that. So anybody you find, anybody you talk to, maybe anybody who finds the book on Amazon or wherever the book might exist, maybe you bring it. It's like a big, beautiful, valuable business card you take with you, right, to these events. You give it to somebody. Then what? They read the book. Then what happens? Is that it? Is that the end? Or what happens next?
No, that's stage one, hopefully.
Yeah, that's the question right there. Usually it is. I take it to these events. I hand them out. And I've had times where, you know, I've been to another event and some people that I've handed the book out to, they come to me and say, hey, man, that was great. I just learned a lot. And we end up talking for a little while. And like all this is still fresh. I didn't have anywhere to send them. I think the last month or so is I just created a landing page for people to go sign up of, you know, for updates and stuff.
Okay. I mean, that's a start.
So I have a lead magnet, a checklist.
Is that mentioned in the book?
Yeah.
Okay. So you should in some way, shape or form be collecting an email from people, right? Or when you hand this to a person, you know, say, hey, call me in 2 weeks after you read this, let's chat, right? Like that kind of clear call to action so you can get back on and continue that conversation. Because sometimes the conversations get cut off when it then comes back into an inbox and then you're competing with all the other mail that people have. I mean, at this point, you can even collect a phone number if you wanted to. Like, hey, let me hit you up in a couple of weeks and see if you want to keep talking about this, just so you have that direct connection. Because let's say a person wants to work with you further after the book, right? They got this great information and they're like, yo, DC Ashton, I want to work with both of you. How can we work together? Well, how can they? What is next after the book in terms of, you know, how you might be able to get paid for a service of some kind? What are you imagining?
Yeah, well, we were discussing creating a course. First of all, you know, the club, we're going to kind of pattern how the real estate investment clubs pattern themselves.
Yeah, tell me about that. What is that like?
So the club, just like the real estate associations, they kind of have a club and then they kind of funnel people to other things through it. So they funnel people to like boot camps, things like that. And my idea of the club was we have a free version of the club, and then we have a pro level, then all access and, you know, different things in those areas. But then also we have the academy. So we have the academy to where I can funnel them through the club to the academy where I can sell a course, or we could do a boot camp. And then I also see consulting, more one-on-one consulting that can go through the club as well for me to help them through a process. Let's say they have a project and hey, they can call me. I can walk them through the project, give them support for maybe a couple more. Or if it's a company, I can come and help them set up the process, because we have the REI remodel process. We can help them set up the system in their company and train. That's the long vision of it all.
I like it. I mean, to start with the book is real nice because it's something of value. I also think that in addition to the book, I feel like the book should just push people into this club, the free part of it. It's like, hey, like you're doing this. We have dozens, if not hundreds of other people who are also going through it and we're sharing information. We're learning from each other. We're trying to all save as much money as possible. Why don't you come in the club? Like join the club, right? I really like the feel of that. It feels less, and I don't mean this in a bad way. It feels less professional and more like,
right, community.
Let's just hang out and be together. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And we like that. Yeah.
That's great. I absolutely love that. So like mission number one is let's get as many people to join this club as possible. Maybe it's as simple, if this were simple, what would it look like? Maybe it's a Facebook group to start out with, and that's the free version of the club. Or perhaps it's maybe a little bit more pro in the sense that it's maybe, you know, off of Facebook. A lot of people aren't really into or wanting to be on Facebook anymore these days. So maybe it's on a platform like Circle, where you can manage that community yourself, and then you can create the free space for that. You can create the pro space for that for people who maybe want to pay a little bit more per month to get access to special calls with you because you don't want to give all of you away to the free and you want to save some of that for the others. I love the idea of courses and whatnot to go along with that too. I'm sure there's more than just one course. There's maybe specific little sectors of what it is that you teach that each could be their own course, right? So I love that. And you can start with maybe the simplest one. What intrigues me the most is the consultation stuff, because to market this thing, you're going to need to show people what's inside. You're going to need to show people what they can get out of it, right? Because people don't wake up and necessarily think, oh, I want to join a real estate club or an investment club. They want what the club will give them, right? They want that outcome, the promise, the transformation, right? So we have to nail that, not just in language, but we need to show people the transformation that you could offer. And the best way to do this, and hear me out, because maybe this is part of your plan, maybe this isn't, but this is the way that I've been teaching business now is, you know, you could build the platform, you could build the courses and all that stuff. But what if, again, if this were simple, let's find one person, consider them your client, find one person, help them through that process. You document that process. You're capturing that. You're learning about the things that are holding them back, the demons in their head that are pushing them back when you tell them to do something. You're building the spreadsheets as you go along with this person, and they just kind of come under your wing. And I would still charge them, but maybe they get a special deal or something as a result of being like your first and one and only. But not only are they getting value from you, obviously, and getting all this attention, but you're learning about, well, how do we serve people like this? And the beauty of this is you get that person, that result. And in this case, I'm sure it comes with a big number or a big outcome. Now you have a real life story, a real life testimonial of somebody who you actually helped, who can promote the club or the consultation or the course for you with their story behind it, instead of, hey, we just made this thing up and come on in. I promise it's going to be good. It's hey, look what we created. We created this club. Check out Jimmy over here. We've helped him make millions of dollars from his flip, or hundreds of thousands of dollars from his flip. And we took him hand in hand through that process. And in this club, you're going to learn about that process. And then maybe one day you'll want to work with us directly, or maybe you can learn from a course, or maybe you can just learn from each other in here. But we've proven that we can do this. So come on in, everybody. Like, this is the community to do that. So how does that feel? Like, what's the response, gut reaction when I say, you know, what if you just had one person? And do you think you could find that one person?
Well, I think we already found them, because we've been kind of active and we've been finding out what to kind of to offer. Cause I know investors need this, but right away I thought of a client. He's already tried to get me to fly out to a property, and he's actually an active Marine, and he likes the book because it's, you know, step-by-step simple. So him also here in Orange County, I'm also on the board of a real estate investment firm, and the head of it, Dan, he's been an investor for years, and he's actually a person that I could use to help build the club as well. Mm-hmm. And he's willing and able.
See, what I like about it is because that's what we want to do. We used to do residential too. I mean, we've done that too, but that's what we want to do. We want people to be able to take the process, take the book, and then apply it, because it is an easy read. It is palatable, but how do you put that in action? And even with small interviews, small interactions with people, giving them a couple little tips, they'll come back and say, oh my gosh, they're having experiences where they save money just because we're telling you how to vet a contractor, what not to do with payment. So to say that we would literally work hand in hand with a few to get testimonials and get experience is encouraging, because it'll help us, but literally it is what we want to do, help people save money where they just don't know. So I like it.
I love it. And what's cool about this too is, you know, you could put a value to that, right? You can say, you know, hey, to work with us for the next 6 weeks or through your deal or whatever costs this much. But because you're one of the first and you're helping us out, we'll do it for this much, and we'll cut it in half or whatever it might be, right? You should get paid for that effort, because you're going to make this person some money. But what's really cool is I'm imagining once this club is built, it's like, you know, hey, if you want to hire DC and Ashton, that's going to cost you $25,000 for 6 weeks. Like, that's a lot of money, but we know that you can get that back. But hey, maybe that's too expensive for you, or you don't think that that's the right time. Well, guess what? We have courses that you can get into that are only $999. Now that $999 course doesn't seem so expensive, in fact, because you've anchored your price. And so you could actually get from your one or two sort of founder clients, if you will, like, how much value did you provide to them? $100,000 you helped me make that I wouldn't have made otherwise. It's like, wow, you have this free club. I'm joining yesterday because I want that. Right. And then of course you have the community part of it and everybody just feeding off of each other. Now I see like the step-by-step process, and it's actually not creating the club first. It's actually creating these success stories first, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. Yeah.
You're awesome.
Cool. So one last question for you. I love to do this exercise, and this will be a great point of conversation for both of you, because maybe there's misalignment there. Maybe there is perfect alignment. We don't know. And you don't have to provide me the right answer, but the exercise is 3 years down the road, things are going exactly the way you want them to. Like, business is booming. Well, what does that look like? What is in the business? How much of the consulting are you doing versus how much of the club are you doing, or are you involved in it at all, or are there moderators doing it? Like, what does it look like 3 years from now when you've paved the way to success? And if you have misalignment there, well, that's great, because we can communicate and get on the same page and both work toward the same thing. And anybody else you hire, you can bring into that same vision. And if there is alignment, great, let's go, because we're ready and we know what we want. So maybe one of you or both would want to share a little bit about 3 years from now. What does your day look like and what are you working on?
I would really like to, I think I'm big on impact, and I would really like to even consult maybe even more in the future.
Sounds like the B2B stuff kind of is really interesting to you.
Yeah, B2B or even a small-time investor, which I like to see them benefit as well, because I know they're the ones that really get eaten up, invest, and they might lose their money. And you know, I feel like that might be my biggest target audience right there, is maybe even a smaller investor that I can help build and grow their wealth.
So when you say consulting, is this ongoing? Like, they're paying you monthly to continually have you as a coach, as a consultant? How many of them do you have? Like, how many of those consultations are you doing? How many clients?
Oh, good question. I'd say maybe 10 to 12, maybe.
Okay.
I'm just kind of throwing that out there, but it sounded a good number to me.
Like, what do you want your day to be like, right? Because it would be different if you said 10 to 12 versus, you know, we're going to be Keller Williams and we're going to have, you know, 50 locations around the United States and, you know, 5,000 employees, right? Like, that's a totally different path, and you need to be both in alignment with that, right? So Ashton, what does your vision look like for things down the road?
It's so funny. I feel like we actually flip-flopped, because normally he's like so grandiose. But, you know, we talked about a few years ago that we want to revolutionize the remodeling industry, and our niche is investing, and there isn't other people doing what we do. When we try to find competition, it's just weird stuff. So I think I would love to be on a national level where we're offering valuable things to a greater audience, whether that means we do. I love the concept of conferences and things like that, but just like literally helping an investor, mom and pop. I love millennials. I love married millennials and families, but having them invest in their future, meaning, okay, I have a 401k, I might pull some off, but we're going to do two flips a year. And in 5 years, because of us, you're helping us build a financial legacy. So I feel like more on a national platform sharing this, because it's just not there.
Okay, I take that back. I just got excited hearing her speak. Yeah, I take it. See, I listen. I learned to listen. I take that back.
I mean, this is like great. That. You know, being on big stages, that sounds amazing, and connecting with other moguls in the space who you have the specialty, so you're not even in competition with them, but you're complementary. You could dream as big or as small as you want. But the big exercise here is you have to know that that's truly what you want versus what you see other people doing and then therefore want. Because, you know, some people grow too fast and then they're not doing the things that they love anymore. They're just trying to grow and scale this business. So just make sure you're both in alignment with that is my advice.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you.
I thought she was going to try to.
But our lifestyle affords it. That's the funny thing. We've worked so hard to have a certain lifestyle. I mean, we homeschool our kids, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So even that is possible. You know, I'm not pulling them out of something. I'm not dragging them somewhere. We'd still be together, but being able to help more than one or two, and then with our purpose and desire to help women and children, really for homelessness and give them housing, those funds can do a major impact in community, you know, so.
Yeah, we're going to go big, Pat. We're going big.
I love it. I love it. But you had mentioned the key F word, which is family, right? You're like, you're still in alignment with your own personal values and together working with your kids and giving them the future that, you know, is best for them, whilst also dreaming big and wanting to help and serve others outside of your, even your own community. So just applaud to both of you and well done. I'm excited to see where this goes. And I hope that this at least gives you a nice little trampoline to launch off of as far as ideas and what the next steps might be. So DC and Ashton, thank you so much. Where, if there's anywhere right now, can people go to follow your journey?
Yeah, you can go to reiremodel.com.
And we love Instagram. I love Instagram. So we're there too.
Instagram too at reiremodel.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I hope to send some people your way from this episode. And again, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Ashton and DC. You're both amazing. I'm so excited to hear where this goes from here. And remember, when you start with that one person, all the learnings that come from that could then be amplified to the second and third and fifth and 10th and 100th person. So I'm excited about the education that you're going to offer and the sort of clients that you're going to have, but also the club that you're going to bring together that will then be used as this beautiful lead magnet and pool to pull new clients from and to even serve some of your other people that you know in your network and whatnot. It just becomes such a huge asset. Like, I can't even describe how huge an asset a community is. And you combine that with words like from Superfans, my book, it's going to be a match that'll help take your business to the next level for sure. So definitely check out Superfans if you haven't already. And again, to check out Ashton in DC, you can go to reiremodel.com. And thank you so much for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. I appreciate you so much for that because I know your time is valuable. The fact that you're spending it here means so much to me. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode too. I have to sneeze. That's what's happening. Hold on. Let's keep that in because this is real life. I love y'all. Thank you. Thank you for the bless yous. I know some of you said it even out loud. That felt good. All right. Hopefully this episode felt good too. Peace out and I'll see you in the next one. Cheers. Thanks for listening to Ask Pat at askpat.com. I'm your host, Pat Flynn. Our senior producer is Sarah Jane Hess. Our series producer is David Grabowski. And our executive producer is Matt Gartland. Sound editing by Duncan Brown. Ask Pat is a production of SPI Media. We'll catch you in the next session. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.